I was about 14 years old, and our rabbi went to whole Slovakia, Czechoslovakia, and he was looking for a girl my age, the same year. She and me were the only survivors of Slovak Jewish girls in Czechoslovakia, born in 1943, her and me, nobody else.
And there were 100,000 Jews originally in that country.
My father was a lawyer, and I am very just. I don't like when somebody is not right. I don't like it. And I always tell truth, and I wait everybody to tell me truth, but it is not like this. And I told my father I would like to be a lawyer when I was 16. And my father was saying, no, because one day you are going to escape, and whenever you go, Czechoslovakian law is not good for anything. After I told him I like mathematics, I really like numbers, and I would like to study mathematics, and my father saying, no, because you can get crazy. And after he decided, you know what about studying land surveying? It is lots of numbers, and I like hike, I like sport, and I became a land surveyor. And I went there for 5 years. I didn't repeat not even one exam. I did everything first time. After 5 years, I told my father, I'm done. I'm an engineer. And my father, what? It is 5 years already. They didn't even notice it. But in the meantime, when I went to university, I was playing ping pong. And I beat everybody. And after they voted me the best sportsman in Technical University in Bratislava, I was the best one. And I had a lot of medals. I really beat everybody. And they made, some kind of meeting. And they asked me, because there was nobody who was studying, and the study was very hard. And I was playing everyday ping pong on the top of it. And they asked me, what do you eat? What do you do? How come is it? And when I was when I finished my university, I was really 21 years old. I got my diploma one day before my 22nd birthday. After I was still playing ping pong and they told me, it was Czechoslovakia, communist country. When you finish at school, you have to go to Eastern Slovakia. And my father was saying, no. And if somebody didn't go where they sent him, they put him to jail. But my father was a lawyer, and it was against the law. And my father found me, it was about 50 kilometers, and I was traveling 50 kilometers every day to work. Every day by train. And one day, it was Monday through Friday, one day they were saying, we have meeting on Shabbat. And my father was saying, no, you don't go. And I told Ninam, father, I have to do it. I went to the train station, somebody threw a glass, broke my head, and I didn't make it to that meeting. I thought it was a glass in the train, somebody threw it, and they knew exactly what they are doing. They had to stop the train, and after I went to somewhere, but they didn't have to, they told me if we sew it together, I will have something, but I'm okay. And since that time, I never work on Shabbat. You cannot even tell me. What I know, my father wrote memoirs and I read it, and this is why I know what really happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
But, I asked my father about family tree,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying, this is my brother, my sister, my this and this, and when were they born, and when did they die, and my father never told us. I was asking and asking, but I had no idea that they were killing us. Because they didn't tell me. In school, in Czechoslovakia, they were killing only Slovaks. They didn't kill Jews. And it took me till I was 14 years old when I went to school and a girl was asking, how come you are alive? And I said, why shouldn't be I alive? You were supposed to be killed. And after I went home and asked my mother, and my mother told me yes. But till I was 14, I had no idea they were killing us. You know what? Because I have friends here, we are big group, about 200 people, and the same thing happened to everybody. Not even one parent told their children what happened to us. Not even one. But I remember that we went to synagogue on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur services are only for adults, and they send us children out. When we came back and the floor was wet, everybody was crying. They were Jews who survived the war. And I asked my mother, why it is wet? And I had no idea what it is called. They didn't tell us. We were small and I didn't, that floor, I was maybe 10, 12, 13, 14. I didn't go back to the synagogue because we were outside children. They didn't want us inside. We were playing and but you know what, they were so little children because we were only few survivors. It really saved me. My father, when they were bombing the city, my brother was born when they were bombing the city and they were running out. He was 1 month old, George. And we went to hiding and out of the city, and it was about 10, 20 kilometers, and they couldn't take 3 children. You know what, because my brother was just born, my older brother was 3 years old and I was 1 year old. They left me behind in their apartment by myself, 1 year old. And my father came for me back, you know, but he had to walk 10 kilometers, 15 kilometers, it is long walk. And after he used to come back for me, and when he came back, German came, and they were knocking on the door, and my father put a pillow on my face, almost suffocated me, and they were saying, and the superintendent, she was saying, I saw them leaving, they are not home. And they were, okay, we are going to throw granite in. And my father, and the superintendent, don't do it because it's my house and I don't want that something happened to that house. And I don't know how long, and after they left, and my father took me and he was running to safety with me. And that's why I am alive here. And not only alive, but my father, he was the closest to me because we both survived together. We really survived. And we went, and the village was, it was not village, it was town. It was called Podunajské Biskupice. Now it belongs to Bratislava,
mm-hmm.
because it was only 10 kilometers or 15 kilometers. But there were no road. It was not that you go from one town to another town. There were no road. And it was difficult. And I wanted to see that where we were hiding. My parents never let us go there. And after I told my father I would like to go to the town where he was born, not even over my dead body. And I never went to the town. And now I found out that everybody was really killed. Not only everybody was killed, but people who survived from the town, when they came back, they killed them. When they came back to Snina, they killed them.
Back from concentration camps.
And my father was in a
hotel room. 11 Jews came back. They came with axes and killed them.
So Slovaks.
They would not have to Slovaks. So they would, you know, in that area where Slovaks and something called Rusin.
Yeah.
Slovaks, which is Russian kind of a dialect or something.
But now, because it is more open, they write more. I found out it was really Snina, where my father was born. Yeah. They killed every Jew who came back.
Yeah, even
and I didn't know that.
Like a pogrom.
Yeah. After the war. And so we don't talk about it. And now I can feel my father and my mother, and you know what, when my father was dying, and I asked him, what was your biggest achievement in your life? I saved my children.
It's a great achievement. My mother is the same.
This was horrible. They went to a town about 10 kilometers. It is not.
And it was Hungarian village.
It was a Hungarian
village.
And there was a family that.
There is no family. My father just rented a room. He couldn't tell them I am a Jew, and you know they would never do it. And he just rented a room. It was an old man. He was in that room. My parents and three of us, three children. When I wasn't born yet, they killed almost all Czechoslovakian Jews. And when I was born, that year there was no deportation. And that's why I was okay. That's why you see picture of me and my brother. But when I was 15 months old, we had to go and hide after the war. And there was one Jewish house which belonged to Jewish community. And during the war, there were Russian with horses in that house. Okay, my father took one floor, and this I found out because my mother's cousin in Bratislava, she told me that after the war, everybody who survived, we came to with my parents, they had three children, and Dutsi, and all everybody was sleeping on the floor, but not in concentration camp. And she told me that I was so beautiful, but I know she is not. She told me, I didn't know. But I couldn't hide. I was Jewish and everybody knew it. And there were not too many Jews left. Oh. We didn't know that we survived. We had no idea. But when they were telling us 30 Jews, I hit them. I was not, I hit everybody even now. I was not shy or something. I am strong. So just, even when my brother was born in 1944, he was circumcised. We were Jews. I got Jewish name because we were supposed to die as Jews, not as anybody else. I have only one name, and it is Jewish name.
No, me.
And this George, he was born, and he was circumcised in 1944. Nobody would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were 100% Jewish. Mm-hmm. My mother, my brother. This is after the war, because he's maybe 1 year old here, and I'm 2, and he's 4.
Did you go back to the apartment from where you ran away, or where did your parents go back to?
No, I didn't know about that. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. But now, when my father wrote those memoirs, and I wanted to go. We went there about 2 years ago. We found that house. We wanted to look where we lived. And I saw that house from outside. But I didn't go in because you cannot go to house. He escaped when they kicked him out from Czechoslovakia.
So he came to Canada,
yeah,
and he started writing.
Yeah, he immediately started to write about Slovak Jews and Slovak Jewish partisans and a lot of things. And everything is in documented in YIVO in New York. It is every document is there. And even my father's memoirs about us. My mother never told us anything. And now I see my mother's, and now I see my father's parents. I didn't know that. You know, this was a 16 years old girl who was taken to Auschwitz, and she was 16 years old, and she was first one deported.
On the left here?
Yeah, this one. And I remember once I went to streetcar in Bratislava, and now somebody was screaming at me, Isabella, Isabella. And I said, it is not me, Isabella. And it was my father's sister. She looked like me. And she was saying, you don't remember me? No. Are you from Snina? No, I'm from Bratislava. And it was her.
Isabella was your father's sister.
Mm-hmm.
She was deported when she was
16. She was first one deported in 1942. Does she look like me? This one on the left-hand side?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah. But about my mother, we went for a walk in Bratislava, and suddenly somebody was saying, Ružena, 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 and I didn't turn. We went to school together. I told her, no. It is only my mother. It was my mother. But my mother had black hair, and I was always blonde. You know. Now I'm blonde because I have color. This is horrible. When I see that everybody was killed. Oh. Everybody except my mother, her aunt, and my mother's cousin. It is here. And this.
How did your parents survive? Do you know?
You know what? We used to go to railway station. Because my brother, he went to school about, I don't know how many kilometers from us. And I went with my mother, and my mother always cried on the railway station, but I didn't know why. And here you are. He took them to the railway station. It was the last time that she saw her parents. And she always cried. I don't know if I ask her, why do you cry? But she was immediately crying. Now, this is horrible. This is horrible, horrible, horrible. My mother, after the war, she was 24 years old. And she had 3 children already. And her parents dead. Her sisters dead. Everybody dead. You know what, I cannot even imagine what I would do. But it is so funny that nobody's parents told anything to their children. No, not even one. And now we are talking about it. And who is our parent now? Tibor. Tibor, tell us what really happened to us. Nobody knows anything. It is important. But every week, 3 times to hear it.
I know.
It is, for me, it is too much. But Tibor is so good because he can repeat it and repeat. And he always sees something new, what I didn't hear before. Because he just remembers when they ask questions, he just remembers something. Look at this. This is new painting.
I think it's a really interesting painting.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why people don't want to talk about it. I understand.
You know what? Maybe it was good. Because when I was, when I started school, communists came to power in 1948. I didn't go even to school when they came to power. And I went to school, and if my parents would say something different in school, it wouldn't be right. And I know that there was a war, just Slovaks were killed, nobody else. I didn't think about anything. But I remember when I was 2-3 years old, and we had Pesach, Passover, and my brother, one was 2 years old, and my older brother was, if I was 3, he was 5. And I was very shy. I went under the table, and I was saying, Manishtana. This I remember. I was very, very small, But I was saying money. I was very shy when I was small. Now I'm not so shy. No, I know that I'm not shy because I can go through a restaurant by myself. If you are shy, you cannot do it. And I let people talk. I don't have to talk. But when I went to work here in Kingston, it was 35 years ago, I don't know when, and I talked to people, and everybody saying, you should write your story. And after they met Tibor, and they were saying, no, we don't want Tibor's story, we want your story.
Your story is very important. That's why I also wanted to hear
But Tibor, you know, when you ask him, what color is a dog, and he will tell you 1 hour, you know, he can describe everything, and I'm not doing it.
I think that's okay. I think that it doesn't make your story less important. And mm-hmm. I think the fact that you were young and you have a different story.
Yeah, you are right. And I went to when I went to school, and those children didn't want to speak with me because I was Jewish. And we were dirty Jews. And one day, one girl, she decided she comes to visit us. And she came, and it was everything nice and clean. She went back to school, and she told us, you know what, I went to visit Noemi, and they have a very clean apartment. Whole class came to our house. Whole class, and after they voted me to be president of that class. And I was a president till I finished high school. They liked me. Even I was Jewish, they liked me.
No.
But Tibor, when, you know, I know about Tibor only what he's speaking,
mm-hmm.
because he didn't talk to me about that. But I know only one thing, when he came to visit me to Bratislava, and I like to hike, and I thought we are going to forest. No. We are going, well, I don't want to go to, no, I'm not going to go to forest. I'm not going, and I cannot go, and it was it. And after I took him to that castle, but now we go hiking, now he's okay. But before, no, I didn't have question. I didn't ask him. I'm just, and he talks, that's why I listen. I listen too much. No, I don't know. My father, when we were small, he was saying, only say, never talk anything about anybody behind his back. This was our first thing. And don't say more than you need. Say one sentence, two sentences. And the Tibor was saying always, you are like telegram. You don't talk more than you need. But it is true. That is it. It's our life. 55 years, it will be in 2 months.